Only about 20 of the 100 people in the audience at tonight's debate will get to ask their questions. We went to the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. to see what some other people would ask if they had the chance.
I'm Diane, and I'm from Boise. I have a real concern that neither one of them have really touched on health care. In order to solve the problem, it's going to take some real political leadership. So I would say, would the administration be willing to do a thorough review of the money we spend now for health care and how that money could be redirected and provide more preventive care instead of just working on once a person has a disease?
Ken Lowry, Brigham City, Utah. There's about umpteen issues that I would have to ask about. I would definitely ask a stance on future plans for Iraq, because that's kind of turned into a mishap, if you ask me. I'm probably leaning Bush, but that's because I'm from Utah, and we're all Republican over there.
My name is Ardy Kasakian, and I'm from Glendale, California. I'd ask Senator John Kerry, seeing what's happening in Darfur and in Sudan today, I'd ask him, what is he going to do? And I'd ask President Bush the same question. What do they see the president's role being in ensuring that genocides do not occur in the world again?
My name is Brogan Jordan, and I'm from Portland, Oregon. I would ask the presidential candidates what they think the average American wage per year should be, whether they think it should be raised.
My name is Julie Mancuso, and I'm from Greenville, North Carolina. I would probably ask something about their character and not allow them to actually speak on the issues, but actually just talk about who they are as people. What is it inside of them that maybe absolutely makes them passionate or makes them willing to stand up for things?
Eileen Salcone from Warren, Ohio.
I'd like them to invite me to the White House, no matter who gets in. I'd love to dine at the White House.